people they are full now and they begin to pray for you.
Yeah, kunzima ukushumayela ngoba abantu sebesuthi.
Yeah, and they begin to pray for you as you preach.
Bese bayaqala bayakhulekela.
So we are hoping that God will help us.
Siyamethemba uNkulunkulu uzosiza.
Actually, we are told that in this church there was this elder who will always sleep when the pastor preaches.
Sesatshela kuleli bandla ukukhona lo ohlalalele uma kushunyayelwa.
So and every Sunday, whether the pastor is passionate or not, this elder will sleep.
Nanoma kushunyayelwa kanjani, yena uyalala.
So one Sunday the pastor invited another speaker to come and preach. And the elder was very serious, taking notes and listening. And the pastor was wondering why. So after church he asked him, you know,
why?
He said, no man, brother, are you always sleeping when I'm preaching?
But you know,
on Sunday you were just sitting there and taking notes and very serious. And the elder said, you know what, pastor, I trust you and your doctrines. So I didn't trust that pastor.
So
that is why I was wide awake. So I'm hoping that if you are sleeping, you are trusting what I'm saying. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Our gracious and loving Father, we thank you once again for this time. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you that God, you've been with us from the first day until now. Oh, daddy, we pray, we ask your grace. We pray, oh Holy Spirit, give us an enablement to be able to preach your word. We pray for those who are listening to your word. Grant them wisdom as well to discern, oh God, to be able as well to listen to your word. We ask all of this in the wonderful name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Our topic is Sola Christus. We have explained that the Bible is the final authority. We said only faith alone, through grace alone, takes you to heaven. A question that needs our attention is, believing in faith, if we say faith alone, we say faith in what? There are many people who are talking about faith. But the question we are trying to ask is, faith in what? So if in this conference we have failed to explain to you, that you must have faith in what? Then this conference has failed.
Oh
friends, in order for us to transform and reform the township, we need to explain that question. Having faith in what?
Oh
friends, only Christ alone. Only in Christ. People need to believe. Only people who believe in Christ alone, they will be able to go to heaven. So some people may ask this question, that what is it that I need to believe about Christ? That is what I'm hoping to do. I'm hoping to look back as well, to say, what did the reformers believe about Christ? There was a reason why they added the word alone. Because people can add in Christ plus something. So the reformers realized it's very important to say we need to add faith, I mean believing in Christ alone. So I'm hoping the book of Hebrews will help us to learn more about believing in Christ alone. The book of Hebrews is about the superiority of Christ. It states very clear that Christ is better than everything. So now that is what I want us to see this afternoon. I want us to see that Christ alone is better. It is a better method that God used to communicate with
you.
Have you ever wondered that why God is not telling me in my sleep about the decision I need to make. Have you ever wondered why God is not just calling angels? Just imagine just an angel shouting every day. Believe in Christ Jesus. How many people will believe? Don't you think many people will come to Christ if God will use angels? Don't you think that method will save many? Now the question is, what is a better method that God is using to communicate with his people? That's what I want us to see. Notice with me in Hebrews chapter 1 verse 1. So the author of this verse opened with this message. He's saying long ago, at many times, in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. The first way I want you to notice is that God communicated by the prophets. This is what the author says. It is the past way. That is my first point. The past way God used to communicate by the prophets. God was using this in the past. That's why people are asking us this question. Do we still have prophets today? You go to Hebrews chapter 1. Long ago, God used to communicate through the prophets. So I think the answer is in that verse. In the past way, God was using the prophets to communicate with his people. Now, one thing I need to notice, the word long ago, which means in the ancient time. In the ancient time, God uses the prophets. Now, you need to notice in this verse that the ancient time is not in our time. It is the time of the fathers. As this author is writing in this book, he's saying long ago, in many ways, at many times, God used to communicate with his people, with the fathers, through the prophets. He's calling them the fathers, but he's saying he uses the prophets. What is the better way that God used to use in the past to communicate his word to the people? He uses the prophets. There's other ways that God used. That God used in many ways. In various ways. What are those ways? If you study your Bible, you will know that God, he uses dreams. He uses visions. He uses angels. He also uses a donkey. You remember Balaam? When he was not listening to God, and God spoke through a donkey, and he was busy beating the donkey, and the donkey says, why are you beating me? God doesn't want you to go where you are intending to go. That is many ways. That is various ways that God was communicating with people. He was speaking with them in the past. Using dreams. We are hearing people today. I had a dream. You hear young men and young women. Oh, I had a dream of you. You need to say, sister, hey, brother, long ago, God used to communicate with the people using dreams. Brother, you are missing the mark. You are missing the ball. God is no longer using that way. He was using it in the past. But in this last day, he's communicating in a better way, in a glorious way, in a beautiful way, in a most excellent way.
in this last day. That's what I want us to talk about. Which one is God? Which way that God is using in these last days? In the past, God was using Moses reading the law. He uses the burning bush. How many of you here have heard people saying,
yes,
we need to see what was happening in the past? I never met a person who said, I saw a tree burning. Everyone who says, I saw a tree burning, who do you think of? It's Moses. And God didn't repeat that way of
communicating.
He doesn't have to repeat it. That's why people say, no, no, God need to repeat this thing. No, he doesn't have to. He didn't repeat speaking using a donkey. I never met people praying. The brother said, let us pray. Unbelievers have dreams. My grandmother is not a Christian. He's the most person who always have dreams. He always sacrificed for the ancestors because of dreams. That is the past way. And we believe the devil adopted it. And he's using it today. Now you will remember the children of Israel. They also had that longing of to hear the small still voice of God. I think we also in that stage where if things are not going well in your life, you begin to wonder, what is God saying? Why is this happening? And now as you are praying, and people tell you need to be silent. And what, don't just pray and leave. And wait for a small still voice. And now you pray there. And you are waiting for that voice. Now the children of Israel, they had that problem as well. They came to Moses and they say, Moses, we are tired that you are bringing the message to us. Please, may you tell God to come that we want to speak with him. Mouth to mouth. Face to face. We want God to speak. We are tired. Now in Exodus 20.
Verse 18.
The Bible says, now when all the people saw the thunder and the flashes of lightning and the sound of the trumpet and the mountain smoking, the people were afraid and trembled. And they stood far off and said to Moses, do speak to us.
But no.
And we will listen. But do not let God speak to us, lest we die. These are people, friends, who know how does it feel to be in the presence of God. I heard people in their churches saying the presence of God is here. Pastor Mafana said there are people who have missed the boat. They are saying the boat is going the wrong direction. That boat is going the wrong direction. In this generation, we need men. Let me explain. We need men who stand firm and say, this boat needs to go back to the right direction. We cannot continue going to this direction.
But
I have people saying the presence of God is here.
Come.
Oh, my friend, let me submit to you. Those who have experienced in the presence of God. They shouted,
"Oh
Moses, please, you speak to us.
But Moses, when
we don't want to hear from God.
Because
they were thinking like they are dying. Because of the presence of God. So now God uses Moses. He uses the history. As you look at the history, God is communicating with his people. He uses poetry. As we study Psalms. And Paul. And Ecclesiastes and Song of Songs, and God is communicating with his people. Now he also uses the prophets. But now I want us to look at the most perfect way. That is the present way. The past way, it has passed. God is no longer communicating with us using that way. That's the better way that God is using now. Now notice in verse 2 where we have read in Hebrews. But in these last days he has spoken to us by his son. I want you to notice that word part. This word is a contrast between the former way and the present way. It is the contrast between the long ago way and the last days way. It is the contrast between the various way and the one way. It is the contrast between the prophet and the son. This is the contrast that makes Christ better, that makes Christ superior. Christ is better and superior. Based on verse
2.
This is the better way than all the other ways that God has ever used. This is better than the law of Moses. It's better than history. It's better than the poetry. It's better than the prophets. This is the better way. It is better than dreams. It is better than visions. It is better than angels. It is better than the burning bush. It is better than a donkey. It is better than casting lots. This is the better way. Someone may ask, why this is the better way? Now the unfolding of this verse will give us seven reasons why Christ is the better way. Why God using Christ in
Christ?
Why Christ is the better way of God communicating with us? Why is he a better way? God communicating with the rebels, with people who don't want God. Why he is better? Oh friends, I want us to look unto Christ. Why he is better? I want us to behold him. As John says, behold the Lamb of God. That's what I want us to do. Notice in this way. This is a better way. In marriage, to single people, this is a better way that God communicates with us. This is a better way to parents and to children. This is a better way to people who are working and to the bosses. Oh friends, the reformers realize that it is not enough to say you believe in Christ, but they needed to explain you must believe in Christ alone. Christ is enough. You don't need dreams. You don't need visions. You don't need angels. You don't need prophets. Christ is better. That's what they were doing. Explaining to people. There was a program in the TV that says all you need is love. But allow me to submit to you that all you need is Christ and Christ alone. You may have love without Christ. That won't be enough. You need Christ and him alone. Our friend, scripture without Jesus Christ, it become legalism. Faith without Jesus Christ, it ended up being
works. Grace without Jesus Christ is ending up being a license to sin. Oh friends, the glory of God without Jesus Christ ended up being just being prideful. We need Jesus Christ. We are not done. If we explain faith alone, Christ alone, to the glory of God alone, if we didn't tell you that you need Christ alone, if we fail in understanding Christ, we are on our way to hell. You may fail in many things. You may fail in school. You may fail to perform at work. You may fail maybe in your marriage. You may fail in relationships. But you cannot fail in Christ. If you fail in Christ, you are failing everything. You need Christ alone. He is the Alpha and the Omega. I'm going to explain to you why it is better. Why you left your sins in the world. Why you came to Christ. Our friends is better. Let me reduce your expectation a bit. I'm not
going to
finish the seven reasons why Christ is better. But I'm promising you that I will deal with the three now. Then tomorrow I will conclude with the other three. So if you want the other ones, just come. The other three that will be ready to come. Tell your pastor, we just need to finish the conference. We didn't finish.
No,
we need to go. Now, why Christ is better? Notice in the verse we are reading. Again, we are looking at verse 2. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2. The Bible says, whom he appointed the heir of all things. Number 8, Christ is the heir of all things. He is appointed by God. Christ is not voted by man. The Bible says, but he was appointed by God. If God appointed Christ to be an heir of all things, who are you to think that other things or other people, they are better than God? That word, the heir, it means an inheritance. It means a possessor. Christ is the inheritor of all things. And he is also a possessor of all things. Now turn with me quickly to Psalms chapter 2. To understand what does it mean that Christ is an heir of all things. In Psalms chapter 2, we are beginning from verse
1.
Psalms chapter 2, verse 1. The Bible says, why do the nations rage and the people plot in vain?
Abantu,
the kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us, in verse
3,
burst their bones apart and cast away their cords from us. Verse 4, he who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord holds them in derision. Then he will speak to them in his wrath and terrify them in his fury, saying, as for me, I have set my king on Zion, my holy hill. I will tell of the decree. The Lord said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me, I will make the nation your heritage. Have you noticed that? I will make the nations your heritage and the ends of the earth your possessions. You shall break them with the rod of iron. and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Now therefore, O kings, be wise, be warned.
Nazi.
All rulers of the earth, serve the Lord with
yes,
and rejoice with trembling.
Kiss
the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way. For his wrath is quickly kindled. Blessed are all who take refuge in him. Now quickly in verse 1 and 2. We see that the people and the kings, they are gathering together. They are against the anointed one of God. They are against the God's leader. In verse 3, they are planning to liberate themselves from his leadership. They are calling his leadership bound. They feel like they are bound. They feel like they can't do as they
wish.
Oh friends, sometimes the saints feel like that. Sometimes people feel like Christianity is just bound. Young people feel like, you know what, I'm just going to be cruising with my boyfriend. Touching him as I like. Oh, this church. This is saying sin. They want to break from. They feel they are bound. What is God saying to
them? Now
the Bible tells us God is not worried. He is probably dancing like our president. You know, people are busy. We are protesting. Zuma must fall. Zuma must fall. When we are watching the news, they were protesting during the day. And now they take you to Zuma dancing.
Bese bamusa ku Zuma
not worried. He's celebrating his birthday, you know. And he's dancing. Now the Bible says God laughs. Hopefully the president maybe tried to act as if he's not worried about this
thing.
Because he really doesn't know what will happen. But God knows everything.
What
they didn't happen in the love. And
it's
like, what are they trying to do? They're trying to remove my anointing. They will not win. Christ and him alone. He will rule forever. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess. And say, Jesus is Lord. He is the Lord of Lords. Oh, my friend, let me submit to you. You better agree now that he is the Lord of Lords. That he is the King of Kings. If you don't, you will agree in hell. And say, surely, he is the Lord of Lords. I'm depending on this place. It's 3,000 years. Be wise. Worship the Son. Worship him.
Next
time when you meet with a Jehovah Witness, take them to this verse.
I start
asking them questions first. They like to ask you questions. Just beat them. And say, should we worship Jesus? And
say, does
the Bible teach us to worship Jesus? And they will say very quickly, no. And you say, let me go
to heaven.
I need to worship the Son. And say, who is this Son? That's how John Fortes reasoned, right?
Verse
ukukhulumisana
nabo
ubabuza ukuthi le ndodana
ingubale
ebekwe
ngunkulunkulubhayibheli
ithilegama
lithiigama
uma
bebonaikoziboza
bebazoguca
phaangoba
kukhona
bayikhonza
And
this
verse says,
be wise.
That
means
be like the
king. And worship this
man. Before you worship him in
hell. He is the better way.
He
pre-existent.
That
is why the Bible says God declare him as son.
He didn't
create him, he declared.
I will say,
take again your Muslim friends to this verse.
And say,
this is a declaration.
Like
in a court of law. When a judge said you are innocent, he's declaring you innocent. And nobody will come and say he's guilty. That is why the judge takes time to speak. Because when he speaks, he doesn't stand there as a witness. He declares. And he says, after collecting all the evidence, I think you are guilty. And he starts saying, guilty. And he's done. And immediately he says guilty. You cannot say, oh, church,
that's
guilty. The Bible says Christ is declared
the Son of God. And
again, now people will say, yeah, you know, a son, and what do you have, a son?
That is,
oh, no, pause. We are not talking about people's
sons.
We are talking about the Son of God.
That's
explained based on the Bible.
And
the way the Jews understand that word, Son of God,
understand
it means is God.
Liti,
he's claiming to be God. That's why they wanted to kill him.
But
Christ is God.
God of Christ,
he's the heir of all things.
He's
in control of all things.
He's
the Lord of all. Whatever that is happening in your life, you
have
to know. Christ is the heir of all things. Christ is in control of everything. That is why the Bible says, work out your salvation.
Go for
fear and tremble. Because you know who you are worshiping. But let us proceed to number two. Firstly, Christ is the heir of all things. That is why you must worship only him. Number two, Christ is the creator of the universe. Notice again in that verse. Through whom? Also, he created the world. God entrusted to Christ the responsibility of creating the world. Who created this world? According to this verse. Who created the world? It is Christ.
Christ Jesus.
That's what that verse says. So if you don't believe that, Colossians chapter 1, verse 16. Verse 16. For by him all things were created. In heaven and on earth. Everything we are seeing on earth. Who created it? The Bible says it's Christ. Visible. And invisible. Things you don't see in heaven. Things you don't see in heaven. Who created them? The Bible says Christ.
If I pay to Christ.
Hear the mammons come.
See the mammon
and say, Christ and Satan, they were brothers.
But to Christ, you know, Satan.
Again, take them to Colossians chapter 1. That Christ created all. That includes everything in heaven. Please, my mammon friends. Can you explain with me what is in heaven? What do you know is in heaven? I don't know whether you will take long. No, some people don't know the Bible. But be patient until it gets to angels. And say, thank you. Who is the devil? He is an angel. You
are
an angel of light. Who created? created him?
Ubani wamdala?
It is Christ alone.
U Christ Jesus.
Who created all?
Wadala
wonke. He is from heaven.
Uma kusezulwini.
He is from heaven.
Uma kuvele
ezulwini. He is created by Christ.
Udalwe ngu Christ.
And Christ alone.
Yena yedwa.
And it says whether thrones,
bese uthi mikhosi,
or dominions,
noma amandla,
or rulers,
nababusi,
or authorities,
noma amandla,
all things were created.
Wonke kudalwe ngu
through him,
ngaye,
and for him.
Wadala yena.
He created all.
U Christ udalwe.
And he created it for himself.
Akudalela yena
ukukhona. He created for his glory.
Azidalela inkazimulo yakhe.
God.
UNkulunkulu.
He's the jealous God.
UNkulunkulu onomoya.
He doesn't share his glory.
Akashe.
But the Bible says Christ.
Kodwa lithi iBhayibheli uChrist.
He's sharing that glory.
Uyabuza
uNkulunkulu.
Wadala.
For him.
Ezidalela yena.
And him alone.
Yena yedwa.
All friends.
All bangani.
All angels and human beings.
Izingilosi nabantu.
They are created by Christ.
Zadalwa nguChrist uJesu.
Augustine.
Uthi ke uAugustine.
He was in Africa.
Wayekhona eAfrica.
That's why I'm quoting.
Yingakho ke ngiyazi.
As I was looking, I say, as we look at these reformers.
Uba
ngisabuka
lapha
kuzayo.
Uba nosose.
I said, okay, it's Augustine.
Ngibona ngathi ngiyele Augustine.
This is what Augustine said.
Uthi ke
He says, "Thou hast formed us for thy son, and our heart are restless till they find their rest in thee."
It is your that has told Pumula and this is told
He says, "You have created us, and would only find rest in you."
My
friend, let me submit to you.
Again,
this life, will find rest
in
Christ.
Christ.
You're not going to find it in a church. You're not going to find it just getting married.
You're
not going to find it
just
getting married.
You
will only find it in Christ. You will only find rest in Christ. That God said, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And God says, it is good in verse
10.
Everything that Christ created, it is
good.
Oh, friends, I'm hearing some people. They are saying they can create themselves. You know, you hear some teachers today. They go around and tell people, you've got power to create. They are trying to equate themselves with Christ.
But
my friend, just take a moment and question them. Wake up in the morning and just look at the sun and say, oh my dear brother, can you create your sun next to the sun of my God? Oh, look at the stars and say, oh my brother, where are your stars? Next to the stars. At night, just look at the moon and give your friend a call and say, since you have power to create, I've only seen one moon here. Where is yours? Have to begin to create it.
So
they said, oh no, we are just creating money in the bank. We just create money in your pocket.
Then
we will speak it into existence. Because in the beginning God was speaking things into existence. But I've been seeing them taking offering. And they are very serious when they take money. I told some other people that you need to say, wait a little, Pastor. Today we're not going to give to you. We're just going to speak money into your bank account. We're going to speak money in your bank account. We're going to speak money in your pocket. When they come and tell you, you must buy a car for a man of God. You say, don't worry, man of God. We believe in God. He doesn't change. We are speaking cars. In the name of Jesus.
They are imitating their Lord. They are imitating Christ.
bafuze uKristu.
One of the things the church needs to address in these days is the level of purity in the church. Look young women today. You look young men today. You look older men today. You look older women today. You look very long. You find the purity in their lives. I mean, our beautiful sisters singing very well.
See,
our dance is not done. Until we live pure. When nobody sees you.
Impilo abantu bangaboni.
We stand here preach very well.
Noma ungamala ushumayele kahle.
Once we are not done.
No asikaqedi.
Till we live a pure life.
Uma siphila impilo ehlanzekile.
When nobody sees us.
Lapho abantu bangaboni
khona. What is the difference between us?
Yini umehluko phakathi kwethu?
Those who went to Moria.
Nalabantu abase Moria namhlanje.
What is the difference?
Yini umehluko?
The buses will be coming.
Uma amabhasi eza.
We will be told that look how the queue how long it is.
Bayositela ngokuthi bebe
bamini kangakanani.
Umehluko yini?
Oh friends, when they come back.
Uma bebuya.
They are also talking about Easter.
But akhuluma ngama
Easter. And you come and speak about Easter.
Now usakhuluma ngama
Easter. What is the difference?
Muphi umehluko?
Look at the level of purity.
Beka ilevel yenhlanzeko empilweni
yakho. People
buka
who are exhibiting
abantu
abaphambisa, who are displaying
abaveza,
who are showing
abaveza
the glory,
abakhomba
inkazimulo, the brightness. As the Bible says, you are the light of the world. That is the difference that this world wants to see. That is the difference that your neighbors want to see. They don't want to see us busy trying to sing loud against each other.
You
busy singing loud. The world, they don't want to see that. They want to see a change of life. Doesn't matter how loud you can see. Doesn't matter how high you can jump. People are waiting for a change of life. I'm sorry, friends, I observe. When we stand in heaven, a church here, some are wandering like they are in the wilderness. Stand around here. They left home. Saying they are going to church. They are going to feed on Christ. They are talking about reformation. But they are wandering. You can go to come. I submit to you. If they don't have a craving, they don't have a desire of this Jesus we are talking about, I don't care what kind of instrument you are playing. I don't care how kind of angelic voice they are. If they don't have the craving of the word of God, you are just having the wood that will burn in hell. I don't know whether I will be playing guitar in hell. I don't know whether I will be dancing in hell, but I will be in hell because we don't have the longing of this Lord we are talking about. If we are talking about Martin Luther, then he looks at the Pope and says, if I've got opportunity, I will teach it as an ordinary man more scripture than you. How many men will teach you the scriptures? How many men who know the scriptures? I know they are busy Java boys.
Keep
it the way they are dressing. Java boys. That's all you see. Just not looking of Christ in their lives. These are the people that today we say, hey, they are members.
They are
my boys. Unavailable
girls.
You don't see that craving. Take a minute. Come closer to them. You will look very long for the holiness of God. You're not going to find it.
Get
out of here. They are just like the prophets they are following. Those who are busy breaking chains like
Bushiri.
Bushiri, Bushiri. They are like those prophets.
He's
fired in Malawi. There was a prophet who we are told he got a young people to say, sing a song in Malawian language. That says Bushiri is the first teacher.
Ubushiri.
And they were singing, Bushiri is the first teacher. And it was perpetuating through the country.
And
he came to South Africa. And where why are false teachers come to South Africa? False missionaries, South Africa. False prophets, South Africa. Because we are gullible. The country that is gullible is South Africa. Accept everything. Who else in the world has been eating snakes? Who else? South Africa. They are gullible. Who else in the world has been sprayed with dooms? South Africa. They are gullible. Oh, friends. In this generation, we need people who will exhibit and show the glory, the brightness of Christ that we are talking about. We need to imitate our Lord. We cannot go on and on talking about Christ, but there's no sign in our lives that shows that we know him. People, when they look at us, they must say they don't sing well. They don't dance well. We need to teach them something. Oh, but there's one thing about them. We see them. These people, they are like the Antioch people. Do you remember the Antioch people? The Bible tells us that the name Christians, it was from that church. The way people were looking at the believers, they say they are little Christ. They are like they are Christ. There are people you go with in school. There are people you work with. They don't read the Bible. They don't only know fake Christians. Those who stay Monday to Saturday. Monday to Friday. Listening to the teachings of Mfundi Vundla. That's what they are doing. Monday to Friday, they are faithful listeners of the teachings of Mfundi Vundla. I'm telling them about generation
decades.
And he gives them his script. Every day at 8 o'clock. And then they tell you, I don't have
a
time to read the Bible. The last time catching up on Fundi
Fundi.
Oh, brother, every day. I don't want to meet. That is why. That is why the church of today, they look like the world. Their mind is not renewed. That's the problem. So if we have to talk about Christ, talk about his glory, Christ, we must talk about shining that light as we go out. Let people see that light. I remember when we got saved, being very young, singing a song right in the corner where you are, shining that light wherever you are, shining the light. Every young man, young women just formed when the gospel of Christ.
Shining
the light. Friends,
Bangani.
If you want to catch up,
in
the remaining of this verse, you need to ask your pastor. Tomorrow morning, we are continuing. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you once again, oh God. Thank you for everyone who come here, Lord God, to just hear the preaching and the teaching of your word. Oh Father, there are souls here who know you. There are souls who are still lost. There are souls, Lord, who are sitting there and hear that they need, Lord, to be set free of the bondage of sin. Oh God, they need to rest in you. They need to trust you, oh God. We also need you, Heavenly Father, in our lives. So pray, bless us, bless our time, bless those also who will be traveling, God, going different places. So pray that you will be with them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.